Kid Rock and country star Lee Bryce to headline Turning Point USA halftime show. By Warner Todd Houston and Jerome Hudson on February 2, 2026. Turning Point USA has announced that Kid Rock and country star Lee Bryce will headline its All-American halftime show, which will air during Super Bowl 60 this coming weekend. The All-American halftime show will be a unique, patriotic event proudly celebrating American culture, freedom, and faith, Turning Point USA said in its announcement on Monday. Along with Kid Rock and Lee Bryce, the show will also feature performances by Brantley Gilbert and Gabby Barrett. The All-American Halftime Show is an opportunity for all Americans to enjoy a halftime show with no agenda other than to celebrate faith, family, and freedom, Turning Point USA spokesman Andrew Colvert said in the statement. We set out to provide an entertainment option that will be fun, excellent, and exciting for the entire family while millions are gathered together for the big game. These performers will deliver exactly that, and we can't wait to watch the incredible show they're about to put on. We know millions around the country will be watching too. The lineup for the All-American Halftime Show is here. Watch Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, Lee Bryce, and Gabby Barrett this Sunday. pic.twitter.com/swer@13. Turning Point USA, at BUSA, February 2, 2026. The organization noted that fans can see the show in a number of ways. This exclusive halftime performance can be streamed on Turning Point USA social media channels, including YouTube, X, and Rumble. In addition to social media, the program will air on partner platforms, including Daily Wire Plus, Real America's Voice, TBN, Charge, the National News Desk, NTD.com, and OWN News, Turning Point USA said in its statement. Just one day after the unfathomable assassination of Turning Point USA chief and conservative hero Charlie Kirk, country superstar Lee Bryce, "I drive your truck. Hard to love. I don't dance," took to the stage in Clearwater, Florida, and made a decision to alter his set to include a rarely performed song, "When Kingdom Comes," which he dedicated to Charlie Kirk. Video courtesy of Chase Lauer / Red Light Management. After the show, Bryce told Breitbart News, "Charlie's passing deeply affected me and the whole band, and we knew we wanted to honor him. It was the best way to honor what Charlie held closest to his heart, his faith and his relationship with Jesus Christ." The Super Bowl is set for February 8, 2026, at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. The All-American Halftime Show is scheduled to play during the big game's halftime segment. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X / Twitter at WT Houston.